You won't need no angels. You won't need no luck. You won't need no sympathy. So won't you hold on, hold on for me? Light of all kerosene love. Hold on, hold on for me. But won't you hold on, hold on.
Okay, welcome back to Inner and Out Kabaddi with myself, Dan Strange, Sahel Chanduk. Out in India. So podcast number 8, The Season's Flying by PKL Season 7. And this week it's all about some important last games in Delhi. And then of course the caravan swings a long, long way south to the wonderful city of Bengaluru.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting few days coming up. And it's funny, yeah, you said we were motoring along quickly in this season of Pro Kabaddi, but we're still on match number 62, and there's 138 to go in total. So we're still not yet at the halfway mark, and there's plenty of action still to come. But it just seems like the pace has gotten frantic, or maybe that's just because it's just every single night. And look, the numbers have been staggering in terms of viewership as well. But as you said, a few more days left in Delhi. Big night coming up with Gujarat versus Haryana and Delhi versus Mumbai later tonight. And Delhi's young man, the young sensation, 19-year-old Naveen Kumar, is chasing Pardeep Narwal for a record as well. He's got 7 Super 10s in a row, and Pardeep Narwal holds the record with 8. So it's a big night ahead for Naveen Kumar up against U Mumbai's defence of Fazal Atrachali and Sandeep Narwal and Surinder Singh to try and match Pardeep Narwal's record. And that's a huge record, should he even match it. But 7 Super 10s in a row is magnificent. And then, as you said, we head across to Bengaluru, the garden city, with plenty of sporting pedigree there too.
Of course, you mentioned Bengaluru. They, well, IPL, okay, they not the champions, but football, ISL, they won last year. They, of course, won the Pro Kabaddi 6 last year. It's a place which is just sort of, it loves its sport. It throws itself in, and often good crowds as well.
Yeah, as you said, I think barring the IPL where they've been eternal bridesmaids, but I have had a tremendous team every year, and no doubt they're captained by Virat Kohli, and so there's so much buzz about the IPL team. Apart from that as well, as you said, they've been champions in football. They've represented India at the AFC Cup with Bangalore FC. They are reigning champions of Pro Kabaddi. So there is plenty of sporting pedigree, but it's also a very young city, and so it's really vibrant. There's a great vibe about it, plenty of pubs that always have sport running on the background as well. So it's a great city for youngsters to come in and enjoy sport. And that's why I think it's going to be an interesting leg of Pro Kabaddi as well, which the city generally takes to. And we're back at the Kanthirva Stadium after a while. So I think there will be a massive appetite for it coming back.
We'll look at the last few days in Delhi in a few minutes. But for the Bulls going into their home leg, they're playing teams who are all in the bottom six. They've got the Fortune Giants who are eighth. They've got the Tulivas who are ninth. Patna who are bottom with just 3 wins in the season. And Telugu who I'm sort of ignoring everything about because they beat JPP recently. But they are currently third bottom. Now, things like the Telugu Titans versus JPP result will worry the Bengaluru Bulls a bit. But surely for the Bulls, that's who you want to play at home. The teams in the bottom six are the ones that technically, and I say this in inverted commas, don't threaten you, as it were.
Yeah, it's funny, Dan, because as you said, on paper, they're playing more the bottom half teams, and it looks pretty easy for them, or easier, I should say. But there's a huge threat that comes with it, because each of those teams have been wounded, but they're all actually on their way back up. And that, for me, is the biggest threat to the Bengaluru Bulls and why they will be a little bit worried about it. Gujarat Fortune Giants, they play first, and Gujarat lost 6 in a row and are starting their comeback trail. So that's a big threat for them. Then they take on the Tamil Tulivas, who again have a point to prove because they've been called old war horses, because their sort of season has fallen apart a little bit, even though they've been brilliant in patches. But they've got a great side on paper. Then they play the Telugu Titans, who for me are suddenly back in business, because Siddharth Desai is scoring points, but also Abhozan Meghani and Vishal Bhardwaj are defending really well. So that's going to be a really tricky encounter for them. And, you know, I think it's just going to be a tight bunch of matches. Apart from the Patna Pirates one, I think all of their encounters are going to be really, really tight. And maybe with Patna, you can never rule them out because of Pradeep Nagwal's equation with that squad. But it's just going to be an interesting home leg for the Bengaluru Bulls, because they themselves are actually slipping backwards rather than going forwards. They're on a bit of a downswing rather than an upswing at the moment. So that's where they'll be up against it a little bit.
But what they have had in the last few weeks, or in the last week, with the narrow loss to Delhi, the win against JPP, Bengaluru have had intensity, and surely that's what they need to keep against these sort of teams to avoid any shocks. Really, their intensity is the key. If they can get big leads at the half, like they have done in the big games recently, will these teams have the quality? Are these teams mentally strong enough with the seasons they've had recently to actually do what Delhi managed and fight back?
Well, you know, the strange part is, yeah, if they get off to an early lead, then it's trouble for the opposition, because you've got Pawan Saravat and Rohit Kumar who'll start to control it. But in some sense, you look at Bengaluru Bulls, they lost to Pune 31-23, and Pune didn't even have Nitin Tomar. They didn't have the big boys at all. It was just their defense that plugged down Pawan Saravat. So a lot of these teams will just be eyeing Pawan Saravat and saying, okay, if we can keep this big boy down, then we'll be okay. But as you said, the only big threat against Bengaluru is the fact that actually, I think Bangalore are a better side when they are behind. And I think Pawan Saravat, when he's ahead of the game with, say, 10 minutes to go, they take their foot off the gas, and that's when Bangalore become less threatening. The Bulls are the most lethal when they've got Pawan Saravat, Rohit Kumar and their defence going all out and going all guns blazing. And they don't seem to know how to control the pace of the match when they're ahead. So in some ways, they're actually better off when it's a tight encounter going into the half, and then they break open the second half. So it'll be interesting to see how they sort of go into these. Now, obviously, they're not going to try and stay within touching distance. They want to break open the match from the get-go. But I think they need to learn how to close out matches once they're ahead, therefore.
Now, you spoke about the end of the Delhi leg right at the top of the show. Delhi versus Umumba, massive chance for Delhi. Take a third win in three at home. But also, and you were mentioning about the sort of the personal milestones, but for Umumba, who they're looking to get back into the top four, they're also looking for their first back-to-back wins of the season. Momentum's needed for their talented team, but there is a genuine chance for Dabang Delhi to really impose themselves at the top of the table here. It's a monumental clash.
Oh, it's a huge clash, and not to forget, it's Delhi versus Mumbai, so there's a little bit an edge in that one already.
Do the cities not get on? Do the cities not get on?
Well, it's a battle of the two big metros, isn't it? So there's always pride at stake. There's always a lot of pride at stake. And yeah, you're right. You know, Mumbai haven't been able to stitch two wins together in a row, and it's been a bit of an up and down stop start campaign. It's been a pretty good one at times, and then a pretty ordinary one at times. They beat the Tamil Thalaivas, they lost to Haryana, they beat Patna, they lost to Bengal Warriors. They beat Gujarat Fortune Giants, and they've had really narrow losses and narrow wins as well. But it's funny, every time they lose, they take 1 point away from each encounter, and that could prove vital for a team like them. But up against them, as you said, Dabang Delhi in really, really good nick. The last four out of the five encounters they played actually went towards Umumba in very high scoring encounters, and Mumba hold the head-to-head advantage 12-2. But I wouldn't actually read too much into that, because I think Dabang Delhi this season have a very, very different unit, and so do Umumba. So history suggests that Umumba somehow have had the better of Dabang Delhi, but the current form tells me that Dabang Delhi definitely hold the edge coming into it.
Now, we haven't mentioned Bengal Warriors that much, actually. They've got a chance to come back slightly against Tamil Thalaivas and try and put some pressure on Dabang Delhi. You mentioned Haryana Steelers and how well they've been playing, and they actually got a stunning win against Bengal. But the back end of that match, Bengal made a lot of very obvious mistakes, which obviously will be an issue for the Warriors with that match in particular. But other teams will be taking note of that in the pressure scenarios, Bengal, they slipped up a lot against Haryana.
Yeah, it was a really strange match, the one Bengal versus Haryana, because Bengal Warriors, normally a defensive, solid team, were just crumbling. It was just really strange mistakes. both their corners, who are have been outstanding this season, were just woeful. They had no successes for Baldev Singh, who's been their standout, and he had multiple attempts. I think 5 attempted tackles, no points to show for it. The left corner, Rinku Narwal, who's been lethal as well, had 1 tackle point. And, it's just very, very ordinary defending right through the encounter. Their cover defender was pretty ordinary as well, Viraj Vishnu. Only Jeeva Kumar gave them something to smile about, and Maninder, the captain, picked up 15 great points. But defensively, they were absolutely appalling. They had 5 tackle points in total in the entire match. And that tells you the story of the encounter. And they had Vikas Kandola and Vinay on the opposition side of things, both picking up Super 10. So obviously it didn't help that the Raiders on the opposition were, making the most of the errors coming through. But it was just a really shoddy show of defense. And I don't think we'll see that too often. But it's a massive concern to be so completely off the charts.
Well, it has been a very, very exciting week. There is a hugely exciting week to come with the last few days in Delhi and then on to Bengaluru. Of course, on Saturday, big one match-wise, Umumba v JPP in Bengaluru. Umumba looking to, of course, avenge that thrashing from the opening week in Hyderabad. What's your prediction on that one, Sahil?
Yeah, that's going to be a huge one. We all know the rivalry between Umumba and Jaipur Pink Panthers. They played the first ever match of Pro Kabaddi. They played the first ever final of Pro Kabaddi. And it's a huge rivalry, especially given that Jaipur absolutely hammered them in their first encounter. So that's going to be a big one.
19
but I also
points.
think the Southern Derby, Bangalore versus Chennai, the Bengaluru Bulls versus Tamil Talivas on Sunday is going to be a super Sunday coming up. So there's some interesting rivalries coming up through the entire week, because you've got those few Southern Derbies, Telugu Titans, Tamil Talivas as well. So it's going to be a really, really interesting week that's coming up.
It is, and we'll have all the reviews and previews next week again here on In and Out Kabaddi. We've gone way over time once more, which is no surprise for us because we've always got slightly verbal diarrhea, I think it's fair to say. Sahil, we'll catch up again next week. Great to talk to you. Enjoy the commentary for the rest of the week, and we'll have all the action again in a week's time.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, enjoying it, and hopefully we'll keep my voice intact by the time we get around next week as well. See you soon.